This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I'm going to get more to more of your phone calls. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Hey, what your society chooses to incentivize and what it chooses to disincentivize, that's culture. That's what culture is. I haven't talked about this because it's a really ugly radio subject, and I just wasn't sure how I could put it into words that matched the pictures. But there was recently a discovery in Washington, D.C. Please don't go look it up. I don't necessarily think you need to have those images in your head. I wished I hadn't seen it. But there was a discovery in Washington, D.C. of babies who had been born and then aborted. And it's beyond what you need to have in your mind. I wished I hadn't looked it up, okay? But that's what happens in Washington, D.C. In Oklahoma, they just approved a near total ban on abortion. Texas did something similar. They actually didn't go as far as Oklahoma. And Planned Parenthood clinics began shutting down all over the state. That is what you call being purposeful, aggressive, offense. We can manipulate the culture in which we live. Now, nationally, maybe not. Maybe the federal government is too far gone. I happen to think it is lots of the time. But state and local, that's where it is. That's where we can create little red havens for ourselves and our kids. Look, they're not going to grow up in the same America you grew up in. That's not realistic. That's naive. But they can grow up with the same kind of life. Maybe it's going to be more insular. Maybe you're not going to take this trip here or that trip there. But they can grow up with the same kind of life you did. I know, Chris, I told you not to look it up. Did I not tell you not to look it up? Chris looked it up. Failure to follow simple instructions, all right? I told you not to look it up. But again, these people, if I have to say something I admire about the communists, and I do admire it about them, they are more than willing to be honest about who they are, what they want, and who their enemies are. And our failure to do that has cost us. Everyone jumped on the Black Lives Matter bandwagon. They were on video saying things like this.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. And I think that what we really try to do is build a movement that could be utilized by many, many Black folk.
Mm-hmm. They say it. They're not hiding it. There's not some secret agenda. It's quite out in the open. And yet, we don't take it on. 877-377-4373. Donna in Florida, go.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call. There's just two points I want to make, and this just really frosts me. Number one, you're hearing all this BS Jim Crow stuff about people having to have an ID to vote. What the hell? You have to have an ID. You should have to have an ID to even live in this country. You know, if you don't have a driver's license, then what? You don't have to pay like a power bill or anything. You know, there's places that will take your name and your address from the electricity company as a form of ID. And they think that that's asking too much of people. Give me a break. They just want another way to cheat and lie and manipulate the political system. I don't care what they say. The second thing that's driving me crazy is Black Lives Matter. Oh, what the hell? Excuse me. All lives matter. Why do they think that they should be put above everyone else? Everyone in this country that came from another place has suffered a lot of indignities. But they aren't out there having a problem and trying to shoot people. These people,
you know, freedom is not free.
That's true. That's true. 100%. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Jesse, do me a favor. When you take me out, use the bolt action rifle, then flush me down the toilet. Okay, first off, children being masked. I know Buck and Clay talk about this a lot, the 2 to 5-year-old masks. Well, think about it. What a better way to train up the next submissive peasants, okay? They don't know any better.
It's not wrong.
Growing up,
it's not, no, he brings up an excellent point, actually. People have been bringing this up since the beginning of masking. Remember, Dr. Fauci was on video. They're not hiding. He was on camera at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic saying, that's ridiculous. We're not going to wear masks. Not going to have everybody walking around wearing masks. Why would we do that? And yet masks have now become a religion for a portion of society. That's not an accident. Do you have that, Dr. Fauci? Play it, Chris.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Okay, so that's obviously more medically sound, and doctors and nurses will say that. So why did we go from that into wear a mask? Remember double masking? Wear two masks. Remember all that idiocy? How did we go from one thing to the other? Well, look, we have to understand this entire fiasco over the last 2 years has been one gigantic experiment in control, where the forces above us, people in the government, not just political people, but people in the bureaucracy, they wanted to see just how much they could get away with, and they wanted to create a generation, a society of people who would do what they're told. I know you've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen parents with children, small children, like 5-6-year-old kids at no risk for coronavirus, and the parents and the kids have gloves, face masks, and face shields on. If you're a parent and at any point in time you had gloves and a face mask and a face shield on your child, there's nothing you won't fall for. Nothing. You're simply, I hate to use the word, but again, it's not your mommy's show, it's your daddy's show. You're the ultimate useful idiot. They know they can beam anything they want at you through the television set on your social media, and they know full well you will buckle. You will do what you're told. Mike in Delaware, go.
Jesse, longtime local political activist. The left is a bunch of lunatics. The country is on fire. However, the Republican right are a bunch of rhinos. They're scared to call anyone a communist. So they may not do as well as they should in November because they are afraid to offend anyone.
There's no question about that. This is the Republicans. They're so used to it. And I don't mean you. I don't mean me. I don't mean Mike in Delaware, actually. But the Republicans we have in D.C. are constantly disappointing us. And part of that, a big part of that, is they are immersed in a world of communism. I lived in Washington, D.C. for a year. You remember when I got done losing both political races? No big deal. And I went back and I wanted to stay in the game. I wanted to keep fighting the commies. So I went back and worked for a political group for a year in D.C. I'd never lived there. I'd never lived in an area really blue like that. You can't imagine how Democrat it is. Everything is Democrat. Everything. And so what would happen is, let's say the wife and I wanted to go out and meet some friends on a Friday night. Hey, let's go out and let's go out and get some chicken fingers, have a beer, watch the game. Let's go out on a Friday night. And so you go out with some folks. Now, I would admit we weren't exactly at the swankiest parties, but, you know, hey, there's a dive bar up the road. We get some good chicken wings in there, cool beer. You can't imagine how Democrat, even hardcore conservative people become when they go out in public and meet their other Washington, D.C. friends. Oh, he works for Senator this. He works for Congressman that. Oh, he works for this political action group. He works for this. And it, almost immediately, that bloodthirsty right winger you were just talking to in private, he becomes the, oh, I'm one of the good ones. I'm not one of these extremes. What, Chris? Oh, Chris said, do they break bread with the enemy? Buddy, look at the statistics. I think the town is 95% Democrat. If you don't break bread with the enemy, you ain't breaking bread. That's the reason. Remember, I moved from the area because it was so blue. You know how blue a place has to be to get you to pack up your family and move with no job? Whole family in the minivan. Shut up. We didn't have any money. It's the only way to get the kids around. Whole family in a minivan driving across the country with no job just because we couldn't take it anymore. The Republicans who constantly disappoint us and get off message, they do it because they're immersed in this world of blue. And they, no matter how loud you scream at them or I scream at them about, no, I want you to take on CRT in schools. No, I don't want this filth here. No, I don't want this filth there. No matter how loud we scream, it's like they don't get it. It's because they're underwater. Picture them being underwater and the water's all communism. You're 20 feet above on the surface trying to shout down and get through to them. Even if they see you, even if they hear what you're saying, they're still surrounded by something totally different. It's difficult for them to realize there's a world of air out there. Make sense? All right, we'll get to some emails, some calls, some other things. 877-377-4373. Look, the guy asked the question earlier, hey, what go bag? What's in your go bag? I will tell you, part of your go bag, part of everyone's go bag, whatever form that go bag takes, should be some gold. It just should be. I don't know what the future is going to bring. I know the Fed is out there talking about possible hyperinflation, predicting a recession, and with the cherry on top, they're going to raise interest rates 6 more times this year alone. I'm not an economist, but that doesn't sound very good. It is important to have something of tangible value on you. Oxford Gold Group will deliver real gold to your front door. To your front door. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. I promise they'll take good care of you. Special care of you. They're so laid back. I love it. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. Get gold delivered to your front door.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, we need to make sure we're staying on offense at all times. We can't follow the lead of the Washington losers. We can't. We have to lead. We have to lead them. They suck. We're the ones who should be leading anyway. By the way, before I forget, my show's on the First TV every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about the border and what's coming. You understand that because of what Joe Biden just did, we're facing 18,000 illegal immigrants a day. They're about to be coming to the border. That is, look, it's not a sexy topic because most people don't live along the border, but that is remaking a nation. That is remaking a nation. You can't import people at that level. People have no loyalty to this country. We are a sovereign country, or at least we used to be. That's how it's supposed to work last time I checked. Jesse, I was talking about, okay, by the way, I've been talking a lot and I've always talked a lot about trades, about we push our kids into college. And it's such an old way of thinking, we shouldn't do it. Colleges are disgusting cesspools. The greatest trick the communist ever pulled was getting upper middle class Republicans to send their children off to college and pay 6 figures so they can learn how to be communists. Several of the richest people I know, they're plumbers, HVAC guys, electricians. Go, no college debt, learn a trade, be an apprentice, get paid. Get a good living, work hard, work with your hands. It's not always backbreaking. It can be that way. Eventually, not too late either. Start your own business before you know it. Driving that dime of yours home in a Mercedes to your house with the pool. A lot better than $100,000 in student loan debt while you make 50 grand a year at the age of 25, staring at the walls, hating your life. This guy says, I am a plumbing business owner at 38 years old and have a dime for a wife. I started my plumbing apprenticeship at 16, and I was fully licensed by 21. Look at this freaking guy. This is how it's done. I really appreciate what you correctly say about the trades. You don't have to go into a ridiculous student loan debt in some commie institution to make a lot of money and be totally successful and happy. Caught up with a good buddy of mine I haven't seen in a year or so. He called Kamala Vice President Dome, and I instantly said, you listen to Many Guns, Kelly? He said, yes. We spoke about you for a while, and I know you don't like comparison to Rush, because I absolutely understand he was a once-in-a-lifetime talent, but we both agree you have the unique ability to explain current events with clever satire that currently no one else, in my opinion, can. Much love. Go easy on Chris. He says I can say his name. His name is also Chris. Look, I'm very flattered by all your Rush comparisons, but you only get one Rush Limbaugh in your lifetime. Only one. You'll never get another one. Be glad you had that one, all right? Dear Jesse, maybe you can interview Terry Shepard about his trip to Saipan to recover the remains of a Hellcat pilot. You should know my friend Terry Shepard, Green Beret legend. It's one thing to be a Green Beret. It's another thing to be a legend within the Green Beret community. That's Terry Shepard. He flew to Saipan to dive under the water and recover the remains of a Hellcat pilot who went down so he can be buried in America. Terry Shepard might be the greatest living American after me. What, Chris? Anyway, yes, of course, I already texted Terry as soon as he gets back stateside. He's going to come tell us how to do that. And Chris, I feel like I could be an underwater diver guy. Yes, I could. Yes, I could. What? You know, that's not necessary, Chris. That was an unnecessary shot. Chris asked how much time I spent around the water in the Marines. Do you know what happened to me in the Marines? I joined the Marines with no advice. Didn't even tell anybody. But yeah, I joined the Marines because they're the best. But I also joined them because I do have a love for the water. Whether it's lakes, oceans, I can't help it. I grew up in lakes and things like that. I just have a love for the water. I then spent 7/8 of my time in the Marine Corps in the various deserts around the world. 7/8. I will never live in the desert again. All right, I promised you I'd take some calls tonight, and you've been so good. No small talk, getting right to the point. Even the lady who lectured me about Ozzy Osbourne was cool. Nancy and Austin, go.
Jesse, what do you think about Elon Musk buying enough of his share in Twitter to have a stay on the board of directors?
You know, but Nancy, I'm not going to hang up on you, but here's why I'm torn. I hear Elon Musk say a lot of things I love. I've heard him say a lot of things I don't love. We on the right, probably you, Nancy, I'll tell you, definitely me, we are a little beaten down by the fact that the billionaire class, pretty much all of them seem to hate us, and all the Hollywood stars hate us. And like, because we're so surrounded by these people, the second we get one that doesn't appear to hate our guts, we tend to fall in love a little too early, and then they end up knifing us in the back. I like it. I mean, I like it. I don't know whether or not I'm ready to dance on the rooftops. Does that make sense, Nancy?
It does.
Look, I don't know. I don't know. Elon Musk, in case you're not up on this, I realize a lot of people aren't on Twitter. Twitter's a big social media platform. I will just say I'm really fantastic at it. And what, Chris? And you can follow the show at Jesse Kelly Show on Twitter and Instagram. But it's a social media platform. Elon Musk, obviously a billionaire. He owns Tesla. He had been complaining about how it wasn't free speech enough. The guy turns around and buys up the largest stake of Twitter. Today, he got put on the board of directors. Okay. I don't like coming on here and pretending about things. You know, I don't come on here and pretend. I can't do it. It's actually a personality flaw. I can't make myself pretend. I can't make myself pretend like I know how this is going to turn out or how I know that this is going to be a good thing. I don't know. Yes, it gives us a little hope, Chris. I admit it gives us a little hope. There is a hope out there that these tech platforms are going to become much less communist than they are. That's a hope. It's a legitimate hope. You want it. I want it. But I don't know. And when it comes to billionaires, you just have to be very, very careful wrapping your arms around the latest one who treats you nicely for 15 minutes because he's usually not very far away from knifing you in the back for money. That's just the way it is. All right, emails, stories, phone calls, and more. All that's coming up. Hang on.
I said, look, man.
Jesse Kelly Show, and I don't want to revamp old stuff, but I just have to bring this up again from the very beginning of the show. Not about the Black Lives Matter, but the headline is this. CDC, under fire for COVID response, announces plans to revamp the agency? We are in this period of time where many, 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 many empires have found themselves throughout history. That period of time is the point when the corruption is naked. Everyone can see it. And the corrupt people are so corrupt and so insulated that not only is their corruption naked for everyone to see, they actually will get to the point where they'll rub it in your face. Remember how often they did that with coronavirus? Hey, everyone wear a mask. It's a city rule. And then they go out partying that night, caught that night, partying it up. Woohoo, no mask, baby. That's them giving you the middle finger on purpose. That's what they're doing. When empires get to a really bad place, they are unable to do the one thing that can save the empire. What can save the United States of America right now is what I've been calling for over and over and over again. I'm not calling it to be extreme. I'm not calling for it to be over the top. I'm calling for it because I believe it is the only thing that can save this country. We must have public officials, elected and otherwise, we must have them arrested and put on trial publicly for the things they did to this country over the last 2 years. That includes people at the CDC. The system must realize that the system is broken and corrupt, and the system must not try to reform itself. It must publicly prostrate itself before the citizens and say, sorry, we will fix it. We know it's been wrong. We know it's been corrupt. We will fix it. But at the end of empires, they can't ever make themselves do this. If you're at the Center for Disease Control and you took marching orders from teachers unions that then caused child suicides to spike across America, you don't need a revamp. You don't need we did an internal audit, guys, and turns out this guy, he forgot to dot the I, and we told him, you better dot the I next time. See, guys, we revamped. No. We need handcuffs placed on people. We need them put on trial, public trials, not sealed either, trials so everyone can see, and then we need those people to go to prison for the rest of their lives. That's what we need. I don't say that, again, to be over the top. I say that because it is the only thing that can save this country. I believe it. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com is the email address. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All of those are welcome. Tom in San Diego, go.
I was suggesting that we get, what would happen if the $6 million mansion suddenly got torched and
What would happen is you'd go to jail for arson. Don't do that. Nick in New York, go.
Jesse, I want to talk about Eric Adams, and then I have a suggestion for a guest for you. But this guy is off to a hell of a start, Jesse. 3 months in, crime is up over 60%. In New York City, murder, rape, robbery, felony assault, burglary, grand larceny, up 60%.
I just want to point out, Chris, if you wouldn't mind, would you just remind everybody, even though you're not allowed to talk, would you remind everybody who said to everyone that Eric Adams was going to be just as bad or worse than Bill de Blasio when everyone was like, oh, no, he's going to be the tough on crime guy. Who is the guy who said Eric Adams would be just as bad? Ha, 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 ha. In your stupid face, Chris. You know what this is? This is the missile of Jesse being right, and it's getting ready to land right on you. That's what that is, Chris. Fire the cannons. Oh, wait, that's the MG. You changed it. Fire the cannons. I love that. Look, it's me, or it's Maria Salazar.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
You don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
Conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen. Thank you. Hi, handsome Jesse. I'm sure you will ask at some point. I ran to the grocery store to buy ingredients for chicken noodle soup I didn't have on hand and some snacks. The total bill was $110 and change. God have mercy. Oh, I had two bags of food. This is draining. What can I do as a citizen to help? This is disgusting, and I feel defeated. Oh, man, God have mercy. Look, what can you do to help? Listen, there are things, so many things in this lifetime, most things, like basically everything that exists outside of our control. The people who have destroyed the value of this dollar, especially over the last 2 years, printing 80% of the currency in existence in the course of 2 years, you've guaranteed we're going to have inflation that breaks the back of normal people. People who can't just drop $110 on a couple bags of groceries. And when people get down or when they get angry or when you're leaving the grocery store and you just took it on the chin, and I mean brutally took it on the chin, not this way. Quit, Chris. When you're leaving the grocery store and you took it on the chin, you want to know, what can I do? I want to do something. Jesse, I have to do something. What can I do? The thing we can do is get involved locally. And the thing is, but people don't want to hear that because you say to yourself, well, I'd run for school board, run for city council. How's that going to help me afford groceries? Listen, they didn't take over the culture overnight. I know you look around and you're horrified by the fact they took over the culture. I am too. I think it's just unspeakable. It's terrible, right? I know you're bummed about that. I'm bummed about that. But that didn't happen yesterday. I know it feels like the world lost its mind yesterday. It didn't. It was decades in the making. And you know where they started? They started in the schools, and then they went local. Now, why did they go local? Well, because the country itself, the United States of America, was for the longest time the land of the free. That was really the national philosophy. The national philosophy is exactly opposite of everything Democrats stand for. So how do you combat that? Get out of the national spotlight and go local. They didn't start out by taking over Washington, D.C., all the politicians there. Yeah, they have it all now. They didn't start out that way. They started out taking over Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Miami. I mean, Boston. We don't talk enough about this. I mean, what's a cooler American city than Boston, right? Shout out to the great WRKO, by the way. You realize Boston, all that history, all that freedom, all that American Revolution stuff, Samuel Adams, all that stuff. You realize Boston has a full-blown communist as its mayor now? The city of Boston. Boston! They elected a communist as the mayor. How does that happen? It happened because they started small. I've said this before, and I'm going to say this again, and it's not meant to bring you down. It's meant to bring you up. You, I don't care how old you are, whether you're one of the kids who's listening to me right now, or whether you're up there in years, maybe you're on the twilight of your life. You will never see final victory. It's going to take too long. You have to fall in love with the struggle. Because that's all we have is the struggle. It took them 100 years to destroy what they've destroyed. It'll take us 100 to take it back. Now, how does that help somebody who just got broken at the grocery store? I don't know. Give you something to do. Get out there and run for your school board and make sure the next generation aren't a bunch of blood-sucking communists, huh? All right. We still have headlines I didn't get to, and I have a few today. I might get to another call or two. I'll get to some emails, but let's talk about those phone calls for a moment. Let's talk about something we talk about a lot, putting our money where our morals are. You have a cell phone. Whole family probably does. Where's that money go every month? I know you pay your bill automatically every month, or at least the chances are you do. Most people do. Everyone signs up with a credit card or a bank account. They take the money right out, and you never think about it. Where's it going? Is it going to Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? It could be going to PureTalk, and not only would it save you a fortune, average family saves over $800 a year. That'll help with those grocery bills. It's a company that actually loves you and believes in what you believe in. They love this country. CEO fought for this country in Vietnam, and they have a deal for my listeners right now from that cell phone. Pick it up right now. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. It takes less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes. It's cake. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in just a second. Remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you're annoyed by that whole splitting the show up into 3-hour thing, which doesn't make sense to me, just subscribe or follow so it automatically downloads. That's what I've found to be easiest. Honestly, I'll be frank with you, Chris. It's the only show I listen to. What, Chris? It's the best show on the air. Jesse Steele Kelly. I love you, brother. But my burgers are way better than yours. It's ridiculous. Yours tastes great. If you like sloppy joes, they fall apart. What good is that? With all the hot sauce and no binder. Okay. Again, as everyone knows, everybody, I make the best cheeseburgers on the face of the planet. Everyone knows by now. I do get this complaint, though, that they fall apart. They don't stay together. They fall apart. It's not a parachute. It's a cheeseburger. Who cares if it falls apart? Does it do something different to the taste? I like when my burger crumbles apart. One of the best cheeseburgers I've ever had in my life. I don't even know if the place still exists. Chris, I need you to look this up. We went deer hunting in Jacksboro, Texas. And in Jacksboro, Texas, there was this little dumpy-looking burger place called Herd Burgers. And I think it was H-E-R-D. Look it up, Chris. And we were just getting into Jacksboro. And we looked, and maybe Jacksboro's, you know, this nice little town, but there's this line of people outside of this burger place, and we thought, what? Okay, anytime there's a line, it's still there, Chris? Of course it is. Of course it is. And we pull up, and it's this burger joint, and I don't remember the exact hours, but I remember we looked, and we're like, this place is open like 15 minutes. I think it was 11 to 2 or something stupid like that. Line out the door. We go in, and the guy, it's this old man, and his wife, if I remember right, and one of her friends. And that's it. That's the whole place. You're not eating in there. I promise you that much. You're getting whatever you're getting to go. There ain't no seating. You can get a little bag of chips with your burger. You know how he made his burgers? He's grabbing a huge chunk of burger, and he just takes the spatula and just flakes a bunch off of it onto the flat top where he forms it on there. Oh, my gosh. They're the greatest things ever. Chris, are you looking them up right now? Be honest. Is your mouth watering? I know. What, Chris? Anyway, look, enough about me. Let's take a moment. Let's do a little public service thing before we go to headlines I didn't get to. Let's make sure everybody out there in rural America is aware. Dome, she's right behind you.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are.
There's no Kinko's.
Of course people have.
See, she mixed up Kinky with Kinko's. What? It's fine, Chris. We can make jokes. Anyway.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The NIH, that's the National Institute of Health, working to keep taxpayers in the dark by stalling on Fauci documents. That's according to a transparency advocate. Easy for me to say. This is from the Epic Times. Again, I'll come back to what I said about the CDC. When we're talking about the COVID measures that were taken in this country, we are talking about measures that not only destroyed our financial system, they caused all this inflation you're seeing right now, destroyed the mental health of a nation, caused suicides to go up, crime to go. I mean, the total cost of what we did in response to COVID, it'll never be known. It's incalculable. if we can't have public trials for the government officials who did it, then the government officials, next time something comes around, are going to feel totally comfortable doing it again. We not only need these documents, we need public trials. We need people placed under arrest. Dr. Fauci should be in prison for a long time. I think he's in his 80s, so Dr. Fauci should be in prison for the rest of his life for what he's done to this nation. That's not an extreme over-the-top thing to say. That's something I say it because I want to save the country. If we don't have public trials getting this corrupt system in check, we are not going to be able to save the country. Officials bracing for 18,000 migrants per day if Title 42 is rescinded. Well, elections have consequences. On top of all the cheating that happened, the American suburban housewives didn't want the guy who had a mean Twitter account. You wanted the doddering old fool who's been a jerk his whole life but seemed nice because he couldn't talk anymore. And how'd that work out, wine moms? Murkowski, Romney, back Jackson, all but assure the confirmation. Yes, and then Senator Dick Durbin came out today and actually thanked Murkowski and Romney by name. Also, Susan Collins by name. Look, this is who we are. This is why I didn't ever invest too much emotional energy in the KBJ or whatever her name is confirmation process. I understand the fights I can win and the fights I can't. Speaking of fights I can win and fights I can't, did you practice with your weapon over the weekend? 10 minutes? Remember, 10 minutes. Look, ideally we're practicing 10, 20 minutes a day, right? But I know you're not a Navy SEAL. Life is busy. Can't we all commit to 10 minutes with a Mantis X every weekend? That's not even leaving your home. That's not shooting a shot. If you get a Mantis X system, it attaches right to your weapon and you practice inside your home. Inside your home. Dry fire practice with feedback. You'll get better. 94% of shooters get better in 20 minutes. Give me 10 minutes this weekend. I'll give you 10. MantisX.com. MantisX.com. Go get one, all right? Efforts to ban books jumped an unprecedented fourfold in 2021. You see, the communists in 2021 finally got to a place of power in America, culturally and politically and medically and otherwise, where they decided it was time to really put the pedal to the metal and press harder than they've ever pressed before. That's why everything seems like it ramped up on you all of a sudden, because everything did ramp up on you all of a sudden. Durham. Sussman put his lie to the FBI in writing. Remember, there's still a Durham investigation out there. They're talking about things like smoking guns and whatnot. Look, I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm not going to get your hopes up. Let's hope for once somebody goes down for this stuff. All right? All right. Keep your chin up. Keep your chin up. We're going to do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.